You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CGSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on June 14th, 2026. Congratulations to all 4802 graduates, their families, and friends. Welcome to episode 24 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Suna Red's Poly Armor with Arcade Clash. Was Arcade Clash from Suna Red's Poly Armor. Next up is Sumac and More Mothers, the film. here is The Truth Is Out There. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Five SFU wrestlers competed for Team Canada in two South America events this week. First, at the 2026 FISU World University Championships in Brasilia, Brazil, where the weight classes were in kilograms, with Russia and Belarus competing as individual neutral athletes. On June 8th, Magnus McCracken competed in the men's 74, and Tazfir Dinza competed in the men's 92 freestyle group A. In the men's 92 match 2, Dinza was dominated by Salson Tekov of Russia 10-0, awarding Tekov a 4-0 victory per technical superiority. In the men's 74 quarterfinals match 3, Magnus McCracken overwhelmed Elevardo Feitosa Costa 16-6, earning McCracken a 5-0 victory by three cautions. Tazfir Dinza competed in the next two matches for SFU, falling to Taran Shahinyan of Poland 10-0 in the 92 men's match 5, awarding Shahinyan a 4-0 of VSU, and to Ion Damian 10-0 of Macedonia in the men's 92 match 5, earning Damian a 4-0 VSU. In the men's 74 finals match 2, Magnus McCracken upended Baint Nemes of Hungary 14-4, awarding McCracken his 5-0 victory by fall and qualifying for the finals, where he got dominated by Dmitry Budazapov of Russia 10-0 in the gold medal match, earning Budazapov a 4-0 VSO for the men's 74 gold medal. And the last match for SFU on June 8th saw Tazfir Dinza losing for the fourth time, getting upended by Mohammed Jabad Salehi of Iran 10-0, awarding Salehi a 4-0 VSU. On June 10th, Madison McKenzie competed in the women's freestyle 50 Group B, first losing to Serda Demir of Turkey 4-2 in match 1, earning Demir a 3-1 victory with points scored by the opponent, VPO1, but dominated Suan Kanlia Satanan 10-0, awarding McKenzie a 4-0 VSO, lost to Venera Nafikobo of Russia 6-1 in the semifinals, match 1, earning Nafikobo a 3-1 VPO1, upended Anna Santos Do Prado Silva 10-0 in the bronze medal match, awarding Maddie McKenzie a 4-0 VSO and a bronze in the women's 50. Also on June 10th, I believe Maddie McKenzie won by 4-0 VSO. Just a minute, please. Sorry. Oh my God. FISU. So Maddie McKenzie won the bronze in the women's 50. Just a minute. I will just... Let me find out. Sorry about this. Just want to get this correct. Just want to see if the results are available at this time. I cannot get to the... I cannot get to like the details of results, but Maddie McKenzie won the bronze in the women's 50 at the 2026 FISU World University Championships in Brasilia, Brazil. Let me... Where was it? Also on June 10th, Athletics Canada announced 28 athletes for the 2026 Next Gen European Tour, where two SFU track and field athletes, Colton Plummer and Emma Manan, and Emma Kanan made a cut. Four events occurred on June 11th. Two members from the SFU Women's Soccer were inducted into the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame, Kira Scott, the Female University Athlete of the Year 2025, and head coach Carlo Basso, the 2025 Coach of the Year. Also on June 11th, the U23 Pan American Championships started in Lima, Peru, where the weight classes were in kilograms. And Owen Gusmanson wrestled for Canada in the men's 86. In round one, Gudmundsson dominated his first two matches, upending Max Franca Magalhães de Almeida 9-0 in round one, a victory by fall, and overwhelming Alex Kushinga Gomez 13-2, a victory by technical superiority 1. But Owen Gusmanson was dominated by Kevin Burge of US 10-0 in round 3, a VSU for Burge, shaded by Alex Ortiz Roman of Panama 4-3 in a semifinal, a 3-1 VPO 1 for Ortiz, which relegated Gusmanson to the bronze medal match, where he upended Kevin de Leon Trevino of Mexico, and Owen Gusmanson won the bronze for Canada in the men's 86. Furthermore, on June 11th, the Red Leafs men and women's golf announced new respective head coaches as Krista Schaus chose for an opportunity in Toronto. First with the women's, as they named Belinda Lin, a standout golfer for SFU between 2015 and 2019, as she helped SFU to their first three JUNAC crowns in four seasons, 2016, 2017, and 2019. After graduating with a kinesiology degree in 2020, Lin became a pro golfer in 2021 and is a PGA Canada member, with her best finish being tied for first in the 2023 Illinois Women's Open in Romerville, Illinois. In the last 2 years, Belinda has juggled three tasks: coaching, instructing, and playing professionally. Currently a teaching pro at Pacific Golf Academy in Richmond. Also, Trevor Van Hoof was named as the men's golf coach after joining both SFU golf teams in the 2025-26 season under Krista Schaus. The men's team won two tournaments in the Washington State, the St. Martin's Bishop Invitational in DuPont, and Western Washington Invitational in Bellingham, both in September, and earned third at the GNEC Men's Golf Championships in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, in April, and advanced to the NCAA West-South Central Regional Championships in May, where the Red Leafs finished 14th. The SFU women's team had a banner year, first winning the St. Martin's Memorial Shootout in DuPont, Washington, last September, earning their fourth straight GNEC crown back in April in the GNEC Women's Golf Championships in Coeur d'Alene. I believe it was in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and capping off the season in May with a 10th place finish at the NCAA West Region Championships in Pueblo, Colorado. Just a minute, please. Sorry. Sometimes I get the... I believe it was the women's were in Pueblo, Colorado. Just a minute, please. Sorry. I often get this wrong so many times. Just... Just a minute. Sorry about this. Yeah, it was Pueblo, Colorado, according to the SFU Athletics website. Sorry about a mishap. Krista Schultz will remain as the head coach until the middle of June. Two events occurred on June 12th. Jake McCallum has been named as the interim director of athletics and business operations, as he will replace Breanne Watson, who will be on maternity leave until fall 2027. McCallum brings a vast amount of sports administration experience to SFU, which started after being a varsity basketball player for Langara College between 1993 and 1997 in the athletics department and campus recreation at Langara College, also during which he was an assistant coach in the 1999-2000 season. In 2002, McCallum also started with the Pacific Western Association, when he also became Langara's facility assistant, became the department's assistant in 2005, returned to the Falcons basketball in 2006 as the men's head coach, coaching two PacWest Player of the Year winners in six seasons, during which he was promoted to the Director of Athletics and Intramurals in 2010 and served until 2012 when he focused on Langara Athletics. In April 2022, McCallum was promoted to the Director of Student Engagement and Athletics, which he held until 2025 when he also left the Pacific Western Association in November. Later on June 12th, the SFU Swimming announced its recruitment of Chanel Beaudoin, who hails from St. John Richelieu, Quebec, competes in breaststroke, backstrokes, and attended CGP St. Hyacinthe via their Facebook and Instagram pages. On June 13th, Ivy Threfel of the SFU Women's Wrestling competed in the U23 Pan American Championships in Peru, Lima, where the weight classes were in kilograms, as she competed in the 50 class. Threatful tumbled Marilyn Escobar 9-6 of Guatemala in the qualification round. A victory by fall for Threatful upended Annette Human Maliqui of Peru in the quarterfinals, despite trailing 4-2. A VFA for Threatful lost to Genesis Ramirez Sanabria 7-2 in a semifinal. A victory by points won for Ramirez Sanabria and dominated Leon Gomez 18-7 of Ecuador in one of two bronze matches. A victory by technical superiority won for Ivy Threatful, as she won one of two bronze medals in the women's 50, along with Yolanes Moran Sanchez of Panama.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Nick Storing's Mirante. Here is Parque Tingui. I would like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Division, which is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC's high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted into Major League Baseball. There was one game on June 9th where the host White Rock Tritons thrashed the Wally Chiefs 14-0 as White Rock scored 6 runs in the bottom of first. And on 8-run assault in the fourth against Wally, as the game ended after 4.5 innings at South Surrey Athletics, as the Tritons out-hit 14-2 with the Chiefs making the lone error in an All-Surrey matchup. There were 3 games on June 10th. The Mid-Island Pirates shaded the visitors Victoria Mariners 2-1 despite being out-hit 7-5 with the lone error at the Nanaimo's Rocksman Stadium. The host Delta Blue Jays blitz Langley 15-7, highlighted by the Blue Jays' 6-run assault in the bottom of third, out-hitting the Blaze 12-7, with the latter making the lone error at Cromie Park. And Abbotsford Cardinals blanked the visitors White Rock 3-0, highlighted by the Cardinals' 3 runs in the bottom of 6, out-hitting the Tritons 7-4 at Del Air. 4 doubleheaders were on tap for June 13th. The visitors Langley blitz White Rock 7-2 as the Blaze scored 5 runs in the final 3 innings between 5th and 7th, out-hitting the Tritons 11-5, who made 2 of 3 errors, followed by a 7-1 win to complete a sweep at South Surrey Athletic, as Langley scored 7 runs between the 2nd and 6th innings, out-hitting White Rock 9-4, as the host made 5 errors. The Abbotsford Cardinals grounded the host UBC Thunder 8-3 in Game 1, with 3 runs in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, 3 in the 6th, as Abbotsford doubled up UBC 8-4 in hits, with both sides making 2 errors, followed by a 7-4 win to complete a sweep at Tourmaline West Stadium, as the Cardinals had a 6-run assault in the top of 6, which offset the Thunder's 3 runs in the bottom half, and Abbotsford edged UBC 10-9 in hits. The host Victoria Eagles walked off the North Shore Twins 2-1 in extra innings, as the Eagles scored 2 runs in the bottom of 8th, despite getting out-hit by the Twins 6-3 and making 3 errors, followed by another 2-1 win to complete a sweep at Lambrick Park in Saanich, as the Eagles scored a winning run in the top of 5th, with a 4-4 tie in hits, while the Twins made the lone error. Across town, the Victoria Mariners doubled up Wally 6-3, highlighted by the Mariners 4 runs in the bottom of 4th, despite getting out-hit 12-5, with the Chiefs making 3 errors. But Wally won Game 2 5-3 for a split at Lyritz, also in Saanich, highlighted by the Chiefs' 3 runs in the bottom of 3rd, despite getting out-hit by the Mariners 7-6 and making 2 of 3 errors. 3 doubleheaders are on tap today, with both Victoria teams currently playing in Saanich. Let me take a look. I'm just going to mention the scores live, if possible. If possible. Just do it. No. The Wally Chiefs are up big on the Victoria Mariners, 4-0 in the top of 2nd, while the Victoria Eagles across town in Saanich are up 5-0 on the North Shore Twins. Later on, Game 2 between the Victoria Eagles and North Shore is scheduled for 12:30. Much like the Victoria Mariners against Wally. Meanwhile, Delta plays UBC at Tourmaline West, with Game 1 scheduled for noon, followed by Game 2 at 2:30.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 18-4, the Abbotsford Cardinals are second at 19-9, the North Shore Twins are third at 15-8. The Mid Island Pirates are fourth at 14-8. The Delta Blue Jays are fifth at 10-10. The Wally Chiefs are sixth at 11-11. The Victoria Eagles are seventh at 11-14, and the Victoria Mariners are eighth at 12-15. The top eight teams make the playoffs, from what I understand. And the rest, the Okanagan Athletics are ninth at 9-14. And there is a tie for last, the UBC Thunder and White Rock Trojans with 6-19 records each.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 24 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Mike on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Storm Orchestra's Get Better with Our Victory.
Have they lost their mind? Can we still carry on this way? For how long are we gonna pay? We're tired and we have to obey.